Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our Old Testament lesson from Malachi chapter 3. There is no God, no one directs the universe. Well, that was the conclusion of celebrated physicist Stephen Hawking in his final book titled Brief Answers to the Big Questions. Well, that was published this past October. It was published by his family because, well, it was after his death. That's why. And so what it does is that it presents the questions to which Hawking said he received most during his time here on Earth. Hawking, considered one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, died this past March at the age of 76. Now, I begin with this because it so aptly fits for our Old Testament lesson for today. And let's take a look at why. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts there in the book of Malachi, at the end of our lesson here for today. And what do we find in Malachi? Well, many of the questions there that the people have asked the Lord, it's like, well, how have we left you? And God replies to them, well, you're basically following the ways of your pagan neighbors. And the people of Israel are like, moi? And like, yes, you are. And like, well, how have we? And the Lord says, well, you're offering sacrifices of lame and blind and sick animals to me. You're just giving me your leftovers, the worst that you have. Return to me, and I'll return to you, says the Lord of hosts. And the people again ask, well, how have we left you? And he says, well, by being faithless to the wife of your youth or to the husband of your youth. You know, trading in for a younger spouse. That's what you're doing. You're also holding back your tithes and your offerings. And you're asking me, well, where's the God of justice when I need him? Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Perhaps the people there might be saying, it's like, well, have we gone so far that we can't come back to you? Good question to ask. Because those were the times back in Malachi's day, and you read all about those things as you go through his book. But it's still a good question for us to ask. Is it still too far that the Lord is gone that we can't come back? You see, we indeed live in a world where people think that God is so very far away. I remember the headlines in the New York Post here just a few years ago after one of the latest shootings. And it said, God isn't fixing this. Well, we live in a world that think, again, that God is so far away or doesn't exist at all. And people hold others in high esteem, those who say there is no God, and no one directs the universe. Or if there is a God, they believe that, well, their own ethical choices of how God behaves is the order for the day. He gives us choices to choose what is a sin and what is not. I've mentioned that before. He gives us the freedom so long as that, well, it doesn't interfere with the rights of others. People think that, well, there is a God out there, but you can't see him and nobody's heard from him. And people who have faith or who have hope, well, they are mocked. They are told that, well, whatever you believe in there, well, that's just superstitions. Can't believe you believe in that kind of thing. And those who do are often then called weak and have no self-confidence. You see, we live in a world that holds that there are no absolute truths out there. And to follow the commandments, those things that are, well, people view as bigoted and narrow-minded and foolish. You see, the more that this is broadcast out, the more easily it becomes for a person, even for a Christian, to adopt the ways of the world. It's like silver being exposed to the air. What happens? Well, the longer it gets exposed to the air, the more it tarnishes. It gets darker and darker and darker. So much so that it no longer looks like silver at all. Such is what happens to a Christian who does not stay close to God, who does not receive his word, who fails to receive the sacraments, who becomes tarnished like the world, that the godliness in a person can no longer be seen. So when the ugliness of the world happens, we begin to respond like those who are in the world. Where is God? Can't he do something about it? And doubt begins to be the norm rather than the exception. Yet, God was always near to the people through the prophets, his messengers. Like Zechariah, thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. He was calling them to repent. And yes, the people were punished that, you know, if they failed to repent, like those who were hauled off into captivity. But after they were freed, and then after times like that, in the times of Malachi, people were thinking that God got them out and left them alone. And when all along they blamed God on their wandering away from him in the first place. So God was near when he sent Malachi. Malachi is basically saying there to the people, stop complaining. Return to me, and then the offerings that you give will be like the days of old when they were very pleasing to the Lord. Well, God was near when he sent John the Baptist. He too called out to the people. He called out to them to repent. The way of the Lord was coming. Coming indeed in the person of Jesus. He would be the one who truly suffered. He was the one who was on the cross, who cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? And while he suffered on the cross, it was for a purpose. It was to earn the forgiveness of our sins, and this we know. But how does it fit in with Malachi? What happens when you apply heat to silver? Well, I came to understand this when I was in metal shop in high school. And we had some projects that we were to do and those kinds of things. And that when you would sit there and put enough heat on the metal, then it would become very red hot. And then ultimately it would become a liquid. And sometimes there floating on the top of that liquid metal would be something else. You see, that's what would be the impurities there. And so you'd scoop that stuff off, toss that to the side. And what would you have left? It would be something that is pure. Indeed, that is one way of cleaning silver, is by making it pure, by applying some heat. Likewise, God cleans us as well. And how are we cleaned? Fortunately, it's not with fire, all right? But rather, he uses water. He cleans us in our baptisms. There, when we are baptized and water is applied to us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, something happens. We are connected to Jesus. It is through our baptisms there that Jesus, who died to sin, we also died to sin, meaning we are forgiven. And as Christ rose from the grave alive, so too we are connected by virtue of our baptisms, are connected to him. So wherever he goes, we go. He went to heaven. One day he will take us to be with him in heaven. You see, we have been made pure and holy in the eyes of God. See, the reality for us is this. We who have faith in Jesus, though we live in a world who thinks God is far away, we actually have a God who is very near. He is as near as our baptisms. He is as near as when we receive Christ's body and blood here in the bread and wine. He is as near when you hear his word spoken to you and the Holy Spirit creates faith in your hearts. See, it is the world who doesn't understand who God is, and they are not living under the protection of his wings. Rather, they are floundering around not knowing that the kingdom of God is very near indeed. For you see, there is a God, and we know him, and we look forward to his second return. And in the meantime, we are thankful for a God who cares and loves us so very much. That though the wise of this world would think that there is not a God and that believing in Jesus is foolishness, we know that through Jesus we have life. And every time that we find that we have wandered away from the Lord, he is never that far away. For we know that when we return to the Lord, He will return to us. You see, that's just another way of saying God speaks to us and says, I forgive you your sins. You are mine, and I love you so very much that I want you to be with me. That's what it means when the Lord says, return to me and I'll return to you. And that He has indeed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, this morning,